Thank you. My name is Dana Strout. I'm a resident of Camden, but I have a business here in Rockford on Route 9. I can explain some of that.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. It's confusing.
Yes. Thank you. My name is Dana Strout. I'm a resident of Camden, but I have a business here in Rockford on Route 9. Ms. Klein gave a very succinct description of some of the issues that are facing everybody right now. I was listening to your people here tonight. One of them, I think, was talking about money you had in the bank and this sort of thing. If I could promise you enough money without limits to take care of all the bond issues you have or might have, to add to your infrastructure, to take care of your personnel, to pay for your police, literally an unlimited budget. First, it might pique your interest. But if I said to you, I could guarantee that money by doing one thing, and that's filling in the harbor, paving it over, and erecting a commercial enterprise there. But I guarantee all of those things. Would any of you vote to study it? Would you even pay lip service to my request that let's study that? Because the proposal that's coming out right now is the other side of that. It's the equivalent of decimating the Ragged Ridge with between 3 and 7 450-foot tall towers on a ski mountain with a vertical drop of 950 feet, as wide as Boeing 747s, connected to each other by roads that have to be blasted into the top of the mountain as wide as the main turnpike. That's what the wind people want to put up there. Now, I realize it isn't filling in the precious harbor that we have in Camden and the precious harbor that you have, and I say that with all the respect that those things deserve. But the Ragged Ridge is no less important. It is the aquifer, the source of the aquifers for the drinking water from Mirror Lake. There's hundreds of people that live in the valleys on each side. And I recognize when people talk about wind power, they want to say, oh, it's green. Well, once you start doing some of the research we've done and it's available, you find out, number one, not only is it not green, in some places where they studied it, it adds to the carbon footprint. In Colorado, where they have wind towers literally coming out their ears, in one area they studied, it put 94,000 cubic tons of coal back into the air. And the reason is you don't shut down the coal plants and the electrical plants and the oil plants. When you have wind power, you've got to keep them running 24/7. And the reason is wind is intermittent. So you can either turn them on and off, which adds to the carbon footprint, or you keep them running. There's not been the decommissioning of a single plant in the world because of wind power. None. In Denmark, which has more turbines than any place on the face of the earth, they have over 6,000. They've stopped building them on land because of all the problems they create for the people living around them. They've gone to putting them in the sea. The cost per kilowatt hour is 3 times the amount of the cost of kilowatt hour for building them on land. And that cost is still 20% higher than they pay for regular fuel, regular electricity, without diminishing at all its carbon footprint. And this isn't a debate on whether wind power is good or not. My comments are only directed to the fact that people hear about this, oh, it's sustainable, it's wonderful, it doesn't add to the carbon footprint. It is a pure fallacy. Now, when we get to Camden, what has been happening there has been, for most of us, literally a mystery, and it's just started coming out into the light. 3 weeks ago, if you'd asked me about wind turbines, I told you about the 10,000 I'd seen on the Colorado prairies. Below each of them, by the way, is a pumping oil well. It makes a very interesting figure to see that. But as we start learning about this process, and the process has been fascinating, it's not quite the right word, because fascinating sometimes connotes a sense of goodness to it. It's been the opposite of that. We have an energy committee that has told us repeatedly there's no conspiracy whatsoever, and in my years of work, I've found that there's probably more harm done through negligence than there is through intentional stuff, and I agree with them, there's probably no conspiracy going on. We have an energy committee formed in 2006, and there's no minutes for the first few years. And during that period of time, they retain an individual associated with the Island Institute named George Baker. And Mr. Baker is one of the major proponents for the development of wind power in the state of Maine. He is a developer of wind power. Okay? He is a developer. He also hires himself out as a consultant to tell you how great it is. And he and the Island Institute made a presentation to Camden. And the presentation was not whether wind towers would go on top of Ragged Mountain or whether it would work on top of Ragged Mountain. It really was a presentation to talk about the corporate structure, the financial structure, the regulatory structure, how, regardless of where you put them, they could fit within the confines of a municipality in this state. The reason there's such a push is that in this country there is a commitment to have 20% of our energy produced by sustainable forces, not necessarily wind, but other sustainable forces, within the next 25 years, I believe it is, 15 or 20 or 25 years, something like that. Maine has signed on to that. And what you see when you look nationwide is probably the equivalent of the Oklahoma land grab by the large wind production companies or the large turbine companies to come in, not just in Maine, but throughout the United States wherever there's wind, and take a look and see where they can put them. And that's what's happening in our three towns right now. It is okay, it is fine for a town to say, any town to say, well, gee, there's some sustainable energy out there, let's take a look at it. It's another thing when after somebody says, without any feasibility studies, let's take a look at putting these up on Ragged Mountain, and you look at what it takes not only to do it, and what it does to the land. You have to look at what it does to the people and the animals living there. I'm constantly picking up articles off the internet. Today I downloaded an article from Audiology Today, you know, an audiologist magazine, talking about where they say it does not, they haven't documented that it causes hearing loss, but that it causes all kinds of other physical problems for people. When you look at the efficiency of these things, they run at 20% efficiency max. If you get a 30-mile-an-hour sustained wind, 30 miles an hour, they'll run at 100% efficiency. Anything less than that, and they drop down. So what are we doing here tonight? Well, what's happened recently in Camden? Well, the Energy Committee said, okay, this was told to me today by Roberta Smith in a telephone conversation, and also tonight at the Energy Committee meeting, which itself was an interesting thing I'll describe in a moment. But the Energy Committee did whatever it was going to do, and then it lateraled the issue over to the town and said, okay, we've investigated this, we've investigated some of the structural things you can do. Okay, town of Camden, now, what you ought to do is appoint a committee to study whether it is feasible to put these things up on Ragged Mountain. And we estimate that the feasibility study will cost $50,000 to $75,000, and that money will need to be raised. I have to tell you, the cynical part of me, and there's a lot of cynical parts to me, but the cynical part of me believes that $50,000 to $75,000 is already available from private sources that are supporting wind power. But the goal of this work group is to have the towns put together an organization to do a number of things, some of which my wife articulated. You have the entire list in front of you. Part of it is to go to community outreach. And as she said, why are we talking about even forming a committee to spend $50,000 or $75,000 when we've done no community outreach? When we haven't seen what the community thinks about it. Maybe the communities don't want it. I can tell you that Are we opposed to wind power on Ragged Mountain? You bet we are, for all kinds of reasons. You can't live in the valley if you have it. Number one, our houses become literally worthless, particularly those of us up on the mountain, with the sound they produce. They don't produce a constant white noise, if you know what I mean. They produce an amplitudinal noise, a whoop, a whoop, that sort of thing, which a person psychologically, physiologically cannot adapt to. I mean, we have a lot of reasons for not wanting those things literally in our backyard. They're original NIMBYs. But give me just one more second, then I'll be done. But what Camden now wants to do is study these things. And that was why I used the metaphor I did at the beginning. If these things are going to do to the mountain what they have to do to be put in, why are we doing a feasibility study to see if they're going to go there? This is one of the things that brings people to this region. This is not the Great Plains where you've got 1,000 square miles of nothing but some ridgelines with a little wind blowing. And that's why we're here tonight. I mean, it isn't because we're theoretically anti-wind. We're definitely anti-wind on the ridge. When we were at the Energy Committee meeting tonight, I walked in, and one of the members, I almost started to laugh. I mean, I know him quite well, but he turned on me and he said, "If you're here to talk about wind, we're not talking about wind tonight." Well, I had the agenda, the item number one on it was talking about wind. I said, "Well, I'm kind of looking at this agenda." He says, "I'm telling you, there's no wind tonight." He says, "You are attacking me." So I hadn't said a word. He said, "Just you being here is an attack on me." And his other people said, "Okay, well, wind is up." So we hear a report on the wind stuff. And the wind stuff is, okay, can someone tell us what happened at the select board meeting last week in Camden, which I spoke at, my wife spoke at, and a number of other people spoke at. So one of the select board members, who's the liaison, gave a straight down the middle description of what happened. That was fine. And then we talked about the formation of this wind group. We didn't talk. They talked about it. And the chair of the committee said something that's very interesting, because it was brought up by the liaison from the board that this that the select board was suggesting putting some people that weren't in favor of the wind towers on Ragged Mountain on the committee to balance it out. And the chair said of the Energy Committee, and so we have it all on tape, said, "Well, I don't see how that's going to work. If you're supposed to be doing fundraising to get this money, how's it going to work if you're against even doing what you're supposed to be getting the money for?" I can understand that in most situations. I mean, but this situation is a little different. They went on to other items, other agenda items. We left and went outside and started talking to let the tape recorder running. And after we left, they started up talking about the wind stuff again when we weren't there. But that has been our experience in Camden. What we understand about Rockport and Hope is that while all these things have been going on for several years there, there's been no connections with your town or with the town of Hope. And now suddenly you have this dropped on your desk and you say, "Oh, you've got a deadline of 1 month to make a decision on whether you want your town to participate in a project that could have devastating and far-reaching effects to one of the major geological formations we have here, and also to do community outreach on a project we don't really know who's behind and what they want to do." And so hopefully you don't find it offensive that all of us have come out here tonight to tell you that we have severe questions about even proceeding on any level with this stuff.
So what you're saying is that the Energy Committee has turned into wind turbines on Ragged Mountain.
Well, they will tell you to your face, no, that's not the impression any of us have had. Because when you take the few minutes of the meetings over the past years and you start looking at the few things you can get in there, they're talking about 3 to 7 towers. Where does that come from? Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I do. But
I mean, this stuff just drops out of nowhere. We're looking at it literally like victims out there with nothing we can do. And the town has told us repeatedly, "Don't worry, Nothing's happening. No one's approved anything, and now I'm down here talking to the Rockport Board, the Select Board, about nothing that's happening.
But the Board of Selectmen of Camden, after you made your presentation and showed how it would tear up the mountain and throw ice onto the poor skiers skiing down the mountain and all kinds of things, they didn't say we're not going to go through with $75,000 feasibility.
No, what they said is we're turning all of this over to the energy, to this energy group, and they can make the decision as to how they want to proceed at this point. Well, we're all confused.
Yes, so are we.
And we're, as you, I hope you can understand why we're so up in arms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I certainly can.
If you've ever listened to these things, and the ones out in Vinyl Haven, what we find quite difficult to deal with is you take the Vinyl Haven ones. There's no dispute that there's been some reduction in energy costs out there, but at the same time, fuel oil costs dropped dramatically too. When they went out there, nobody on the island, of course, had any concept of what these things were going to sound like. Today or Friday, the state's independent investigator came out with a report saying that the wind turbines, the sound was not in compliance with the state regulations. And that report's available. We even have a copy of it here if you want to see it. The promoter of this, George Baker, stood there and said, they're wrong. It's the equivalent of Big Tobacco telling everybody, there's no problem with cigarette smoke and secondhand smoke doesn't exist. So that's got us. We've got to be under our bonnet for all of these things. We can go on and on, but it's late at night. So I want to thank you very much for the time you've given us.
Thank you.